Coming up on American Parlor Songbook, we'll try to get funded this week with sketches, stories, and songs about public broadcasting. Comedian Stephen Benequist returns as late-night jazz DJ Peebo Whiteley, and singer Eva Mikhailovna performs her dreamy folk.
Oh, don't forget to ask about pledges.
Julie, it's all right. Just let me handle it, and well, I know how to get all the funding we need.
Oh, government grants?
Yeah, that's cute. What do you think this is, Canada? It's more like corporate windfall. You're willing to get a soft drink tattooed on your face, right? Okay, you just wear this motor oil jacket, and I'll wear the ink. Lay it on me, Vinny. American Parlor Songbook is brought to you by...
Wait, no commercials. It's public radio.
No, you just need to finesse it, Julie. Watch. American Parlor Songbook is made possible with support from Creamy Chocolate O's. They just happen to be delicious and available.
From a local studio on a shoestring budget, this is American Parlor Songbook with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston.
And on the other microphone, for a pledge of just $10, she'll jump a tank of sharks, Julie Van Dusen. Public broadcasting. Non-commercial, non-corporate, alternative, informative, supported by you, funded by... I don't see anything written here. Funded by... I guess they pulled the plug. And thanks for listening. Good night. And we're back, commercialized and sponsored by Panda Bear Children's Cigarettes. Delicious and choky. Ask your mother to bring you some today. We'll be shifting gears on the program, exploring this new format here, celebrity gossip, ninja fight competitions, nightly propaganda. But first up, turn it up. It's a new single from Nickelback.
Station to station, out on the air. Everything's quiet, no one is there. 'Cause poets turn pundit, and prophets are king. Nobody's dancing, and nobody sings.
Could happen, you know. And what do you lose if it does? Well, if you're like me, you've got a lot of old friends on the public media, right? Grew up with them, even. The folks on Sesame Street, for example, you know, you learned the basics there. Or Mr. Rogers. Fred was everyone's gentle uncle, right? Well, he taught you to be nice. It's the most important thing. He didn't need a dumb wig or to bounce around like a chimp. No jump cuts or flashy routines. Just a likable guy who talked to little you with respect, you know, like a friend. But that's what happens when you start bringing ads into the mix. You lose the innocence, right? They start shouting at your kids, you know, to get their attention. They're flashing colors in their face, and Oscar moves out of the garbage can into a sponsored Lexus, and Elmo starts selling copper tan lotion in a bikini. Pretty soon, the show itself is just filler to get to the commercial, and before you know it, your kid is the product. See, they're not selling the cereal to the kid. They're selling your kid's eyeballs to the cereal company. It's a scary thought, right? And then what happens? Well, they grow up to be jerks. It seems like a no-brainer to me. Drop a couple less bombs and kick a couple of bucks over Big Bird's way, right? Keep it true. I guess that's the idea, maybe. Goes around, comes around. They're sneaking around the back door. You see, they don't want them to grow up smart enough to disagree.
Station to station, out on the air. Everything's quiet, no one is there. 'Cause poets turn pundit, and prophets are king. And nobody's dancing, and nobody sings.
Coming to you live from the Fitzgerald Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Brought to you by Pum Pum Rumkin Pumpkin Pie. Well, the Norwegians are shoveling the last of the winter snow, making a path for the annual running of the Lutherans. And Oomka Jemsen is up on the hill, practicing her yodeling again and causing an avalanche to bury the English majors in opportunities for snowy puns.
Yeah, maybe that's why old Garrison retired. He saw which way the wind was blowing and he ran for the hills. Or maybe. What if it's like a Justice League kind of scenario? Somewhere in a secret cave is Keeler, Charlie Rose, Ira Glass. Well, he's already got a superhero name, right? And Ken Burns, I think his superpower is his haircut. The public broadcasting Avengers. You know, they're off somewhere. They're ready to swoop in and save the day at the last second. As a costume-wise, I'm thinking maybe stick with the blazers and sneakers. Don't go for the tights.
station to station, out on the air. Everything's quiet, no one is there. 'Cause poets went pundit, and prophets are king. And nobody's dancing, and nobody sings.
Kind of speaks to a broader thing, though, right? Public anything. It seems like America has a fear of it. They want to privatize, right? Competition lowers prices, government gets in the way. Don't tread on me. And when my crazy cousin Chuck gets out of private prison, you know, give him a gun, no questions asked, and then he shoots himself in the foot, goes to a private hospital without private insurance, and he robs a 7-Eleven to pay for it, goes back to jail. It's the libertarian circle of life. I guess roads and police are okay for them, though, right? But maybe they'll go all the way, you know, put their money where their mouth is. Privatize the police. You'd start having commercials for, you know, competing police services. Call 922, we're better. It doesn't seem like a coincidence to me that there's a whole supposed political belief in America that, well, just so happens to be purveyed by those who financially benefit from it. I don't know, though. I don't really believe in much. It just seems nice to be nice, you know?
Oh, what a world, what days these are, when good laid lame, and truth went dark.
The arts are always first on the chopping block. The idea is that they're not essential, right? Not like food or roads or robot planes with billion-dollar bombs. I bet you dollars to donuts that you can't find a single person who would tell you that they would prefer a world without songs to one without bombs. I'm not naive or anything. I know there's probably always going to be wars. But you don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, right? Maybe that art might make you deal a little better with that cold, hard world you're living in. It's not like it's a new thing, you know. Cavemen bonked out rhythms on rocks, and they ugged out campfire stories, and they painted deer on the walls, right? And probably even danced a little. Since the dawn of it all, they did it. Seems pretty built into us, pretty integral. A world without art is a boring place, and a stark place, and dumber, and dumber, and dumber, until you're just left with being alive. And that ain't no kind of life. So we're going to talk about public broadcasting this week and see if we can't figure out what it's all about. Stick around. It's free.
Station to station, out on the air. Everything's quiet, no one is there. 'Cause poets went pundit, prophets crowned king. Nobody's dancing, nobody sings. Against the gust, your face in the wind. Maybe somewhere way out there, someone is listening.
As always, someone somewhere out there is bound to have a problem with something on the program this week. And, well, if you do have an issue, you can tweet me directly at @TheJPHouston. And you never know, I just might sing a response on the air. Now, we're always happy when our next guest can join us in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, from Eva and the Vagabond Tales, Eva Mikhailovna.
Mm-hmm.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
I'm Sasha Veneers, and you are Up Close. Lovable, fuzzy, militant. All words used to describe Sesame Street pals come radical splinter group, the Feather Underground. Fronted by a gender nebulous bird, followed by an upper-bodied army of felt weirdos, controlled from behind the scenes by a never-seen mystery known only as Snuff. Hated by absolutely every nobody, this ragtag bag of ragtag bags has rocked the country with a series of snuggle attacks in response to the defunding of the CUPABA. Corporation for Public Broadcasting, I know how to read, it says CUPABA! Mr. Bird, big, tell it to me straight. Are you an ostrich, a dodo, some kind of Fukushima duck?
I'm a canary. But more importantly, friend, I'm a radicalized anarcho-syndicalist operating under a manifesto calling for the deconstruction of the oligarchy and a return to arts funding to combat the intentional dumbification by the ruling class. Friend?
Now, Grover, how do you cope with being a Muppet in a human world? Your lifeline doled out at the whim of a human president.
Red Sachet. That's a real head-scratcher. It's a common misconception. The president is not human.
Ooh, edgy. I like where this is headed. Let's exploit this.
No, Sashay. Grover means literally.
Literally, it's like he's almost not human.
No. Look at his frizzy hair. His little floppy hands. His funny orange face. And a goofy name ending in ump. Does any of that seem familiar?
Not quite getting it. I'm just empty shoulder pads.
A Muppet, Sashay. An evil Muppet.
Manamana, Grover. Manamana, indeed. On a rampage of plotted cuteness since the White House pulled out the funding rug from under their non-existent feet, the faction shocked the country with a hilarious pie fight on the House floor. Yappy talking heads decried the attack as it devolved into a chaotic and delightful mass tickling. Inspired by a messy-haired lefty with wild ideas, whose surprise popularity shook the establishment by winning young minds with his kooky ideas. This wide-eyed dreamer, known only by his description, Cookie Monster. I looked Cookie straight into the googly eyes and tried to get to the chip at the center of the crumb in the bullseye of the bologna sandwich, Cookie. Cookie, are you a socialist?
Me just want everybody share Cookie.
Is there enough cookie to go around? Can we really afford all of that funding?
Can't handle this one.
If I may, Sashay, I will break it down for you. The cost of public broadcasting per person is
That's it, seriously, it's like $1.
I don't know. I'd have to give up my annual donut.
Sashay, share donut.
It's pretty delicious.
Give donut to me.
My share. Donut. You mine. Share. Stay back. Donut. Stay back. Donut. I'm not kidding. Donut. Cookie Monster, I'm not fooling around.
Give me
bird. Elmo. I'm Sashay Veneers, and these puppets just ate my donut. We'll be right back with Justin Bieber.
Well, I think it's about time we heard another song from Eva Mikhailovna. Information about our musical guest is available on her website, evaandthevagabondtales.com. Let's have another song from Eva Mikhailovna.
Dragging me down. for tonight. But it's so easy. It's so easy to be kind. And it's so easy. It's so easy for you to lie. I was in somebody's home. It didn't feel so empty. No one was alone. No one was alone, 'cause there were three, and there in my thoughts I heard a distant melody ring a bell in my bones, ring a bell.
The sound of a herd of dying cows being chased by asthmatic sheep echoed off slab walls and basketball hoops into cringe-grinning parents' sore ears. Grade school orchestras tooted and warbled through the 70s and the better part of the 80s with the 2001 theme or the Muppet Show song or hilariously unrecognizable Rocky Gonna Fly Nows. The dumbest kid relegated to the triangle and the teacher would just poke him with the baton. I never made it to school once on time. All night long, I was up holding my eyes open with scotch tape just to make it through the second B-movie late feature on local TV. If I could hold out until the 2 a.m. show, well, there was a good chance for Naked Italians on one of those international movies, Tigers and Lipstick or The New Au Pair. Plain wrong for 10-year-old eyes, but yeah, so right. So, well, I'd stay up all night and then drag my pajama legs out of bed in the morning and saunter into class a half hour later, so with a cowlick and mismatched socks. Pictures drifted on air, down rooftop wave catchers into fat box TVs for living room kids, scarf wearing sci-fi doctors chased by garbage can robots, or late night pythons walking silly, or felt monsters in the morning singing the alphabet. A funny bird like lady named Goldie would interrupt every good show to pitch for pledges, right? And for just $100, we'll send you this 5-cassette collection of Lawrence Welk. I ate a bowl of ice cream for breakfast and stayed along to watch the end of 3-2-1 Contact and took a shortcut through the yards up the cement hill to the teacher's entrance and did my best to slink past the principal's office there. Took a deep breath, psyched up for the excuse, turned the knob, and nothing. There's no one there. It's a big empty class. Construction paper tumbleweed rolls past. I look out the window for signs of a nuclear apocalypse. No, it's still green. I back out nervously into the hall, and then I hear it in the distance from below. A zombie orchestra groaning from the basement stairs. I follow it down. Radio was still a hunk of wood in the sitting room. Black by then, with gold trim, right? Separate components, stereo speakers, phono inputs to patch in a turntable, so you could spin 45s with saxophone solos. The only cool horn by the 1980s, saxophones, right? Ripped out by shirtless hunk video guest stars with sweet ponytails. And because they were too busy, you know, calling their Coke dealer to write a good bridge. So they would just call Tony and make it a sax solo. I peeked through the new band room window in the basement of the school. My whole class grinning ear to ear, tooting, plucking, banging on brand new instruments, fresh from another good old-fashioned Canadian arts funding windfall. fifth grade band class was born, and, well, I arrived after the last saxophone was doled out. Maybe I'll get an upright bass, right? Could still at least walk around, look cool with that thing, get some shtick out of it. Sorry, what about a trumpet? No? Nothing? Second only to the tuba, the worst chunk of metal in the kid's eye world, the trombone. It even had bone in the name. Top loader tape chewers sat heavy on top of TV sets, ready to eat VHS cassettes and clunk into play mode. Sleepover slasher shows with weird, warbly, low-budget production company logos. Point-of-view camera through the eye holes of a mask. Skinny dippers and car kissers get sliced, diced, and watched through a tiny peak of fingers. A million ridiculous ends, dreamt up by bored special effects crews. If it had a sharp edge or a blunt side, well, it got used to scare 80s kids beanbag crazy on home movie nights. I wet my lips and I pressed them up against the bitter brass tube there and took a deep breath and it's all on the lips, I guess. There's no buttons or keys, just a random slider thingy there. Well, there's not enough patience in 110-year-olds, let alone one with better things to do like me. So Wednesday morning music class became sit in the back of the band room and pretend to play the trombone. Puff out your cheeks, eyebrows up, eyebrows down, you know, look convincing. Cakewalk, easy as pie, easy as a cakewalk in a pie factory. Cameras, or cams, were becoming handy. Small, like the size of a Buick. Cheap enough for dads to convince moms to buy, right? And record everything in sight with hundreds and thousands of hours of just zooming in and out saying 3D or grainy low-light footage or bad tracking lines on the screen, or buzzsaw autofocus drowning out happy birthday sing-alongs. We were weekend auteurs, my sisters, all the neighborhood kids, and me behind the camera, right? 5-minute video masterpieces turned out in near real time with thumb-stop tape edits on the fly. Skateboard cop chases, cardboard spaceship dramas, and the all-time neighborhood classic, Mad Mama, a grindhouse scream fest. Starring my toughest sister in a ski mask, with Groucho glasses on top. A shaky tracking shot along the leaves, up to the tree. There's the victim, looking on in terror as Mad Mama POV through the mask, ready for the payoff, and cut. We need a murder weapon, right? What are we going to use? I don't know. It's got to be big, right? This is the payoff, so I know I've got it. Let's put that arts funding to good use. Where's my trombone? So we loaded up that trombone with a whole bottle of ketchup, and then we blasted it in little Noah's face. I knew that thing was good for something. And then Monday, back in the music room there, you know, happily aping away at the back of the class, an imaginary silent counter melody. I wasn't playing a thing, just daydreaming of the Oscar nomination for Best Direct-to-Video Feature that I was going to win, right? And then I noticed the teacher looking sideways at me. All right, really ham it up, to puff out your cheeks. Feel the music. She moves down the aisle past the saxophones. Muppet Show theme in full out-of-tune swing. The big trombone slide is coming. Oh, no. From a distance, you couldn't tell where the big swoop was coming from. Maybe it's the kid next to me, right? But up close, and she was getting close. She's going to know. So, well, I'm all in. I have to go for it. Da, 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 da. Here it comes. Close your eyes. Cross your fingers. Take a deep breath and blow on a wing and a prayer. Just believe, and she approaches just in time for the trombone break. A deep breath and one big blast, and I catch up the back half of the orchestra.
Waves on air chasing pitch round a room. Brass and wind bending sound at a tune. Hours and hours playing catch with the sun, shooting jacks with the stars, when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook, and you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes, I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So, if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air. And welcome back to American Parlor Songbook. Now, we're going to hear a piece from our good friend, Stephen Bennequist.
Welcome back to Jazz After Midnight. That was Slam Stewart playing Slamboree. We're on the uphill side of 4 a.m., and I am Peebo Whiteley, your companion in the wee ones. Ours, that is. Now, coming up, old Peebo has got a lot more of America's music. Jazz. But first, he's got to do what Elvis Presley called TCB, and what Bachman Turner Overdrive called taking care of business. The B, of which I must TC, is twofold. Firstly, I want to give a hearty thanks to everyone who made our early spring pledge drive a big, big success. This station depends on listeners like you and you and you and you and you. I want to thank the volunteers who gave their time, all of you listeners who showed your appreciation for this station and for Jazz After Midnight Nation, and also our underwriters, particularly the Chubb Group. Secondly, today is day one of our mid-spring pledge drive. That's right. It's time for you to show your love and appreciation for this station and for Jazz After Midnight Nation. In fact, it's more important now than ever, after the Trump administration cut all funding for public broadcast, and then, of course, the Pence administration mandated that public broadcasters pay the government to go on the air. I'll tell you, the whole war on the public has been a heck of a ride. Anything with public in the name, gone. Public schools, public libraries. As you know, the GOP even took public out of its own name. Now they're just the Re-Re Party. But that's all ancient history. You know, what's done is done, and far be it from me, Peebo Whiteley, to complain. I, for one, am so glad to still be on the NR, National Radio, careful to keep it light and never talk about politics. So, back to business. The number to call to pledge your support is 1-800-JAZZ. Let me tell you about some sweet, sweet ways that Jazz After Midnight has to thank you. Why sweet? Because here and now, on Jazz After Midnight, I declare this pledge drive officially to be a fudge drive. On this pledge drive / fudge drive, we have many ways to thank you for your generous donation, and they're all fudgy. Fudge is dark like round midnight, sweet like the saxophone of Stan Getz, and rich like Duke Ellington, thick like Ella Fitzgerald, and chocolate like, well, like chocolate. And sometimes fudge is a little nutty, like Thelonious Monk. And this is special fudge. To paraphrase Sade, this is no ordinary fudge. Do I have you drooling? Good. As Pavlov said, then I have your attention. Check out these fudge packages. For just $5 a month, you get a mug with the Jazz After Midnight logo on it. But wait, it's not the usual mug. This one's made of fudge. Do not try to drink out of it. It will melt, like those decorative bunny candles you can never use unless you want to turn it into a Chernobyl bunny. We suggest you have another ceramic mug, preferably one of our own with our logo on it, for your hot beverage, your cocoa, while you keep the fudge mug to the side and take pieces out of it. Next, if you want to up it to $15 a month, you can get a T-shirt with the Jazz After Midnight logo on it, but you guessed it, that T-shirt's made of fudge. Wear it, eat it, do what you want. We do suggest you stay away from anthills, raccoons, direct sun, and most other manifestations of nature while wearing it, though. But for my money, the best bang for the buck is just $100 a month. You join the Fudge of the Day Club. You heard right. Not Fudge of the Month, not Fudge of the Week, Fudge of the Day. You won't believe what you get every day. We will send you a day's worth of fudge. That's 2 pounds. It's hand-delivered, and you'll find it on your doorstep in a discreet brown paper bag. Every day, Sundays and holidays included, rain or shine, paper bag of fudge on your doorstep. That's 730 pounds of fudge per year. That's enough for just about any sweet tooth. Now, I'd like to take you back with some music, but all the lines are open, not a single call, so I'll just give you that number one more time. It's 1-800-JAZZ. And let me tell you a little bit more about this fudge. Some of you may be asking, how did you, Peebo, wind up with all this fudge? My Aunt Myrtle. Aunt Myrtle gets on fudge-making jags, and when she starts cranking it out, there is no stopping her. Personally, I think it's a sign of stress, but Auntie says it's because she finds a good deal on the ingredients. Sugar's on sale. She fills up the linen closet. Cocoa powder's on sale. 50 boxes in the attic, 10 more under the bed. Or cream cheese, that's another key ingredient of Auntie's smooth, rich fudge. In our subsidized dairy industry, there is sometimes a glut of cream cheese sitting in a refrigerated warehouse in Fresno with nowhere to go. Those desperate suppliers have learned who to call Aunt Myrtle. It's getting to be a problem, so we'd really appreciate it if you'd call 1-800-JAZZ, that's J-A-Z-Z-H-H-H, and help make some room in my poor, disturbed auntie's house. Well, we do have two calls on the line, and I'd like to play you some music, but I can't because my engineer Lyle says that the MP3 player is jammed, well, wouldn't you know it, with fudge. So while we wait for Lyle to coax it out, I'll tell you an amusing anecdote about Auntie's fudge. So Aunt Myrtle makes this fudge for her church every week, and frankly, they've been having trouble moving it. You know, people are aware of their waistlines, obesity rates are up, and the pastor says, Myrtle, can't you make some kale chips or something? But every Sunday she shows up with a van full of fudge. And sometimes I try and help, sit by her and lend the weight of my little bit of radio celebrity to boost sales. Oftentimes people come up and see my name card and say, Peebo Whiteley? Well, where is he? I love him. I listen to Jazz After Midnight every night. And I'll extend my lily white hand and say, I'm right here. Thank you very much. And they'll say, but you I thought you were. And I'll say, you thought I was what? And they say, never mind. And I say, want to buy some fudge? And they say, not really, but... And then they look around guilty, and then they buy a pound or two of Auntie's fudge. I have no idea what the confusion is, but I am happy to help the church. Ah, at last. Lyle is indicating the MP3 player is now fudge-free, but don't you be. Please, save us from Aunt Myrtle's mania. She's not a well woman. Here's Lionel Hampton playing Hamp's Salty Blues. And while you listen, don't forget to call 1-800-FUDGGGE. Fudge.
Another funny piece from our friend, Stephen Benequist. Information about Stephen and his comedy is available on his website, stephenbenequist.com. Well, we have time for one more song here in the studio from Eva Mikhailovna.
To be your moon, but no one looks up when they're lost down in the night. Always wanted to be true, but who believes you when your best is laced with lies? I feel the older ways, but no one ever hears the cries of yesterday. Tomorrow comes too soon, and all my hope's on you. Wanted to be your song, pulling melodies that would bring you along. Wanted the torch songs gone, but every sad word form that didn't come across. And I still feel the same, since no one ever hears the cries of yesterday, and tomorrow comes too soon. Yeah. shadows on the things you didn't like. But light can cloud your eyes, manipulating thoughts of visions in your mind. And I still feel the same, since no one ever hears the cries of yesterday, and tomorrow comes too soon. On
That's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KBCR, and available on PRX.
Wendell.
You can find information about the program
Wendell.
By visiting our website.
Wendell!
Oh, it must be an air raid. I hear the siren.
Wendell!
Duck and cover.
You know very well I never bomb.
I don't know. You took a pretty good dive on the pledge drive tonight.
I'm sure it was a hilarious pratfall.
The FCC didn't find it funny.
Those prudes. I was wearing a flesh-toned bodysuit.
Yes, but that didn't conceal the string of profanities.
Oh, I can curse with the best of them.
Sure, into a puppet's face.
Wendell, puppets don't have feelings.
And they won't have any money after you're through either.
Oh, nonsense. I can guarantee you that I was the single biggest earner on the whole pledge show.
You were just supposed to sit in the background and answer phones.
You're telling me they invited the legendary Martha Young and didn't expect to cash in on a song or two?
All you had to do was sit there looking sweet between breaks on the Liza Minnelli show.
Liza with a Z. Psh. She should spell it with three Z's for snooze.
Oh, that comeback special was quite a coup for the station. It ought to reel in some big, big donations, you know.
Really, what's more valuable, a comeback from a has-been or a surprise number from an always was?
Martha, you haven't been on TV in 10 years.
It's a vacation.
For 10 years.
What about that guest spot I did on that action show?
That was an actual arrest on cops.
Airtime is airtime.
You should have respected theirs tonight. Every minute is precious right now, Martha.
That's why I rehearsed my routine so much. I got it right down to a tight 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
You mean to tell me that that was all planned?
Right down to the belly flop.
And the offensive Bill Cosby routine.
Oh, I'm glad I remembered that.
Yes, it came right after your patriotic recitation.
Friends, countrymen, public TV watchers, the boring educated, lend me your rears.
And then off came the dress, sparklers up, can-canning across the phone table in the back there, knocking over volunteers, kicking phones into the air, singing away.
Hey, big spender!
And then the tumble from the table up to the host, right in the middle of an endearing segment with Elmo. You gave the host a big inappropriate smooch and then told Elmo to go stuff himself. And then you collapsed unconscious on the studio floor.
My masterpiece.
You ruined the pledge drive.
Oh, well, you'll see.
Wait, I'll see what?
My plan come to fruition.
What's that? The eradication of public broadcasting?
Au contraire, my worrisome little friend. I'm bringing it into the digital age.
I'm lost.
It's all about clicks these days, Wendell.
Of what?
Tell me, what's going to go viral? talking heads asking for money, or an old lady taking off her clothes and destroying a live broadcast.
To what end?
By tomorrow morning, every blog, news site, and Facebook page will be sharing it. Oh, there'll be morning TV shows, late-night parodies, remixes, click after click after click.
And?
And right there on the screen, underneath my sexy vintage bottom, the Pledge Drive phone number. And that's just the beginning. Every one of those delicious clicks will generate a little bit of a penny.
What, so you get rich? Oh,
give me a little credit, Wendell. I'm just in it for the publicity.
And what about all that click money?
Every last juicy dollar goes straight back to the station. More than they ever dreamed possible. Here, look at my phone. It's already got over 1 million hits.
Oh. Why, you devious little minx.
Well, I am a master of chaos.
I admit it's a little outside of the public broadcasting playbook, but if 2.5 minutes of patented Martha Young chaos is all it takes to shake loose some of those modern dollars, well, I think Charlie Rose will survive.
Oh, I'm doing him tomorrow night.
What, a sit-down interview?
A run-by streaking.
Oh, Martha, don't get carried away now.
Oh, I entirely plan to get carried away. By security.
Oh, all right, but once they reach the funding goal, it's straight back to documentaries and kiddie shows, all right?
All right, deal.
Okay, well, I think I hear that test pattern warming up. It's time to sign off for the night, dear.
Oh, not without a lullaby.
Oh, all right, but just a quick one.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. All your fears run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinholed skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say, though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.
Good night.